We're in Miami today as Florida and four other states vote in the presidential primaries. And we're joined now by first-term Congressman Carlos Curbelo, who represents a large part of South Florida in the House of Representatives and is supporting Marco Rubio today. Congressman, welcome.
Jeremy, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
And we should say you originally had endorsed Jeb Bush in the Republican primary, but after he dropped out, you switched your endorsement to Marco Rubio. But the analysts have looked at this and said even if Rubio wins here in Florida today, probably the only way that he's going to become the nominee will be through a contested convention. Would you support a candidate who didn't get a majority of the delegates becoming the nominee of the party?
Absolutely. I think the convention has to nominate the best Republican candidate for president if no one gets a majority. If someone gets a majority, then there's no issue and there's no question. But as long as none of the candidates have a majority, it's the responsibility of the delegates there to elect the best candidate. And I think you look at this field of four candidates now, and no question, Marco Rubio is the most electable. He has a unifying message, not just for Republicans, but for all Americans. And I really think he would have a good shot at getting nominated.
So how come he is not then attracting more Republican supporters? If Donald Trump is able to get all of these Republican voters in state after state, why shouldn't he be the nominee of the party, even if he doesn't get a majority of the delegates before the convention?
Well, here's what we do know. A majority of Republicans in many states, as many as two-thirds of Republicans, have consistently rejected Donald Trump. Now, the issue is that that anti-Trump vote is split among three candidates, and it was among more until a few weeks ago. So we believe that if one of these candidates can manage to consolidate all of the support behind them, they would easily defeat Donald Trump. And what would be a tragedy is if our nominee is someone who was elected by one-third of Republicans when the other two-thirds have rejected that person. So that's why we think
that— But couldn't you say the same thing about Marco Rubio? He's been rejected by more than two-thirds of Republicans in these states.
Well, again, the issue is that the anti-Trump vote has been split. We know that the people who are against Donald Trump, like me, do not support him. Many of us would not support him under any circumstances. But unfortunately, that vote is split. And again, we believe that Marco Rubio is the candidate with the best chance of unifying all Republicans behind a message of hope, opportunity, prosperity, national security for the country, and not Donald Trump's message of divisive rhetoric and insults and everything we've been witnessing for the last year.
Are you saying you would not vote for Trump in a general election if he's the nominee?
Oh, I've said that many times before, and I've meant it every single time. There are two reasons why I can't support Donald Trump. Number one, I went to Afghanistan recently, and I met with some of our young men and women in uniform out there who are risking their lives for our country and for our freedom. And a lot of them came up to me and said, please tell me that Donald Trump is not going to be the Republican nominee and that he's not going to be the commander-in-chief one day. These young people are terrified at the thought of having someone like that serving as commander-in-chief. And the second reason is I really can't find a way to explain to my little girls, ages 6 and 3, how I would support someone like Donald Trump to be the president of the freest and most important, strongest nation in the world. This is someone who does things that I teach my little girls not to do. So, no, I would never support Donald Trump.
So what are you going to do if he's the nominee and you're also running as a Republican this year, which you have to do as a member of Congress? How do you run alongside a nominee without supporting the positions that he's taking, including, you know, building a wall on the Mexican border and demanding that Mexico pay for it?
If he is the nominee, which I don't think he will be, and I certainly hope he will not be, a lot of us Republicans who on principle will not support him are hoping that we will have another Republican running as an independent or third-party candidate that we can get behind, someone who we can be proud to support, someone who's actually a Republican who is actually a conservative, which Donald Trump, when you look at his record and his positions and his rhetoric, is really neither. That's what we'd like to see, someone step up and say, well, since there's not a true, responsible, legitimate Republican on the ballot right now, I'm going to step up. And that's someone who I'd be willing to get behind.
If Marco Rubio does not win Florida today, what do you think he should do next? Do you think he should run for another office, governor or something?
Well, listen, in a typical year, I would say he should drop out of the race. But given that we're going to have an open convention, in all likelihood, especially if Mr. Kasich wins in Ohio, which seems very likely, and I still think Marco Rubio can win in Florida, even though the polls there look tougher than they do for Mr. Kasich in Ohio, Marco Rubio could make a strong case for staying in. He does not have an insignificant number of delegates, and he could certainly be a factor at the convention in Cleveland.
Congressman, we've been here in Florida, and we've been in your district talking about one of the big issues there, plans to raise up the Tamiami Trail to allow fresh water to float into the Everglades as it used to. And we've been in Miami Beach, where rising sea levels are a real problem. Are you concerned, as somebody who represents this very low-lying area in Florida, that candidates, including Marco Rubio, who you're supporting, aren't really willing to go out there and say climate change is caused by human activity and here's what we need to do about it?
Earlier in the campaign, I called out both Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio for failing to raise this issue at the national level. These guys, and Rubio still does, had the national spotlight. They have full media coverage every day, 24/7, and they have not been talking about an issue that is no longer an abstract discussion or debate in the state of Florida. We are already seeing the effects of sea level rise in South Florida. Miami Beach has chronic flooding in the Florida Keys, an area I represent. There's nuisance flooding all the time as a result of high tides. And this is an issue that that we simply need addressed. Part of the solution is restoring that flow of fresh water from the north to the south. That'll help protect our drinking supply of water. It will help keep out saltwater intrusion. So I'm certainly supportive of those kinds of projects. It's the reason why we started the bipartisan Climate Solutions Caucus here with Representative Ted Deutsch from up the road there in South Florida, because this is an issue that requires solutions. It is no longer a debate in theory, and I want the option of living in South Florida for the rest of my life, and I certainly want my girls to have that option. So, yes, I really wish that Bush and Rubio had been more just honest and realistic about this discussion during the campaign. I was glad that at least at the last debate, the moderator, Jake Tapper, brought the subject up. I think it was the first time in a Republican debate that it had been raised, and I was glad it was.
Congressman, one more question. You're a Cuban-American politician. President Obama is about to go to Cuba on a historic visit. What does that mean to you as a Cuban-American?
You know, I'm going to make my judgment when he returns. I don't support the visit in principle. I think that it's going to bring legitimacy to the Castro government. This is a government that has been in power for 57 years. It has imprisoned people. It has tortured people. It has executed people for their political beliefs. And for an American president to travel to Cuba to embrace a military dictator, I think sends the wrong message. But am I hopeful that maybe President Obama can do something while in Cuba that will show strong support for the opposition, for those who have been risking their lives for decades in the name of free speech, in the name of human rights? We'll see. I'm going to reach a final conclusion when the president returns, but I do think that the optics of the trip are rather unfortunate.
Congressman Carlos Curbelo, who represents a big part of South Florida as a Republican in Congress, and he's supporting Marco Rubio, as we said. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy, and thanks for visiting South Florida.
And we also spoke with Florida Democrat, former Senator and Governor Bob Graham. If you missed that on the air, you can check it out at hereandnow.org.